customer.
The being late in the script is getting old. You need to come up with something fresh. You can't go to the well over and over again.
That's what happens when I keep reusing scripts.
Yeah,
I keep picking up the same old one to arrive late. Oh, okay. I got
doing half-assed scripts. This show sounds exactly like the last one.
It was a formula. I don't know if you've noticed. I can't figure out where to clip my headphone thing.
Your pants? Or you're not wearing any?
I'm wearing pajama pants.
Pajama pants?
Pajama jeans.
Oh. There's something to clip on your shirt. What kind of headset is it that you need to clip it on?
It's the mute button. There's like a like one of those volume control things.
Oh, clip it on your shirt. Unless you're not wearing a shirt.
I'm just wearing a cutoff.
And you could clip it on your nipple.
My nipple. Oh, I could clip it on my nipple ring. That's a good idea.
There you go. Plus, you'll get a little aroused. Except you'll be touching the mute button a lot more.
That's right. Why do you keep going in and out? You keep cutting in and out for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Hold on a second. Whoa.
Feels so good.
Feels so nice.
Stop it some more. So, what's going on there?
What is going on?
I saw all those pretentious comics you bought. I bought
a bunch of pretentious comics last weekend. It's fantastic. Well, it was the Pretentious Comic Con was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Last weekend. Fantastic. So pretentious.
Yeah.
I felt so righteous.
You felt at home, like you had your little cup of tea and your little pink finger in the air, and you're walking around.
Well, it's great when a con has like a little tea room set up right in the center of the con, so you can have your biscuits and tea. Wonderful.
It's like when you enter, you have to tighten your butt cheeks. You have to start walking proper.
Posture is very important at this con.
See, that's why I can never be pretentious.
You have to like hold your head up high, your chin up in the air.
I can't tighten my butt cheeks for very long. I'd be in trouble.
No, it was the Chicago Alternative Comic Expo. I think that's what it is. CAKE.
Yeah.
They have every year. This is the fourth year for it. Fantastic convention. Fantastic.
This is your wheelhouse of comics.
It is. Well, yeah, it's part of my will. I like a lot of stuff, but yeah, it's all comic book creators, so indie comic book creators, mostly self-published stuff, a lot of mini comics, some bigger name people like from like Fantagraphics and people who have stuff published by like Fantagraphics and Ad House.
Is Fantagraphics really big though?
No, but they're the bigger of the indies, though.
They're kind of a distributor more than...
No, they're a producer.
They produce books?
Yeah, produce a shit ton of books.
I thought they, like, compiled books and put them together.
They do some of that, because they've done, like, Peanuts and stuff. And they do a lot of collections of, like, older stuff.
But I thought they were a publisher for indie, like kind of like Top Shelf and...
Yeah, they are. That's more than a distributor, though.
It's like an image, but they'll take chances.
Yeah, it's a different... I think it's a different model than Image. Like, I think Fantagraphics pays for all the books that they put out. Whereas Image, I think...
The people pay for it.
Yeah, the people pay for... Costs,
yeah. For the big eye.
Something like that. Yeah, so... Yeah, so at CAKE, the big names at CAKE this year were the Hernandez brothers, who do Love and Rockets. Dash Shaw was there. I'm going to screw up her name. Son of a bitch.
I never heard of her.
Jillian, son of a bitch. What's her cut? She has a... Hang on. Super Mutant Academy. I think that's her comic. Let me look up. I'm gonna do a quick.
That's not good. Bandwidth is gonna
Yeah,
drop.
Jillian Tamaki.
He's doing a search. But
Jillian Tamaki, who has a new book out called Super Mutant Academy, and her last book, her she had a popular book that I talked about, I think, one this one summer that she did. She actually had a line that was probably like seven or eight people deep, like a constant line. It
Wow.
was amazing. Yeah, she was doing really good.
Well,
And actually,
that's the convention for that kind of thing. You put her
yeah,
in a
totally.
big con and she couldn't have probably a big line.
Yeah, or at least she wouldn't be the biggest draw. Who else
Yeah.
was what's his name? Durf was there, who did My Friend Dahmer
Yeah.
and Punk Rock and what was that book called? Punk Rock and something or another.
Punk rock.
So those bigger names were there, and then tons and tons of local people, like Midwest people, and some from like Seattle, and I guess people from all over, just selling their comics that they've made. So
Looks like you came home with a handful.
I did, and I still missed a bunch of stuff. It's one of those things where literally I could go to every table and find something good, because what's cool about this con is that when they give tables out, they're very picky about who they give tables to. Like, it's hard. I don't know if it's hard to get a table, but they don't give it to anyone. And I know that in order to get a table, you have to be selling a con you have to have a comic that you put out that you're selling. It's because they want it to be focused on comics, so they don't want just people who do like sketches or are selling prints or whatever. You have to actually have a comic. So basically, every table you go to, there's comics, a wide assortment of comics for sale. So,
Yeah,
and
there's a
no,
lot
no,
of print stuff going
and
on.
no dealers either. It's just like one big artist alley. It's fun, and by all accounts, it seems like did really well this year. I know a lot of people sold out of the stuff they brought. Like, a lot of people sold out.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that was a good sign for comics too.
You're happy.
I was very happy. I got some good stuff. Discovered some new creators.
Good thing.
Always a good thing.
They'll be working for Marvel or DC in about 10 years. When they want to get paid.
That's right. They want the
A big fat
paycheck.
paycheck.
Yeah, so Cake, fantastic. If you're in the area, definitely recommended. There's a wide variety of things to buy there.
Plus, you could listen to the band.
What band?
Cake.
Oh, the band Cake.
Yeah.
Special appearance. They have some panels, but I didn't go to any of the panels. A show like that, I'd rather just go
Is
to
it a 1 day con or 2 day con?
2 day.
You only went one, right?
Yeah, I only went one. Local shows I can only pull off 1 day.
Yeah.
I gotta get permission for 1 day.
Well, you're gonna be at Heroes in a little bit. That's 3 days.
Yeah, Heroes.
Three days of con.
See, that's when I get to can go to the, have time to go to panels and stuff, because I'm there
Yeah.
for the duration. So Heroes is when I go to all my panels. Heroes, yes, next weekend.
Yeah.
A few days away.
Yeah. Thursday is when we're leaving.
Are you all prepared?
Probably not. I never go prepared.
You just step in and let the experience direct you.
Yeah, I think Sholi's gonna be there.
Believe so.
So I'll try to hit him up for a commission.
What's he at now? $400 a
I don't
show?
know. I hope he cut me a deal, like good, good,
Frequent customer.
frequent flyer kind of thing,
Yeah.
you know? Fly the show.
Shall we air?
Yeah, and then I'm gonna probably do, if he's around, because he's always wheeling and dealing, an Andrew Peepoy, and I already have a Drew Moss in work right now, so that's a pre-commission.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about, you always see like on Twitter, the artists like either saying they have commissions or posting some of the stuff they're doing. And I always see the stuff they're doing. I'm like, oh, damn, I need to get one of those. I need to get one of those.
I tried to do a Wachter, but he was already booked when,
When you asked him.
yeah, because it was like during convention time, and I was like, I wanted to wait until Denver Comic Con was over. I came back and then asked him, and he's like, I'm already booked. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I think, well, by now I would assume most of them are getting booked up. Yeah, I don't know if I'm not, as you know, I'm not too big on commissions, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think my focus now that rates are going so damn high is gonna just get comics, like just to fill holes, like not things that I can get from like my comic shop, but those books that are a little harder to find.
So you know which ones are the hard ones to find that you need?
Yeah, I still want Rex the Wonder Dog, number 4, Adventures of Rex. The first detective chimp.
Oh yeah, I think you posted a
Yeah, I want that one
scan of
bad. It's the
that.
only one that I'm missing from that Shadow Pack group. I have all the other first appearances.
Was a very strange place for a first appearance.
Yeah. Well, he was a backup in that book, a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back when they did backups.
And then I'm always looking for the Marvel family stuff. In the corner, it says the best selling or the most distributed comic book ever. It's amazing that that book was so popular, and
And now you can't find it.
well, it was so popular, and then they got the lawsuit with the Superman, and then it went into oblivion. You know,
Nice.
he's never been the same.
Yeah, never came back.
Even though they own the property now, but I still like him. I mean, he just he's in the Justice League right now, Geoff Johns Justice League. But he's not in the limelight. I wonder why they don't give him his own book when they take chances on so much other stuff. Like I know for a fact Shazam would sell better than Prez. Like I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's that's an interesting question. But I mean, Prez, you know, isn't really going to go anywhere. Maybe they still have hopes for Shazam, so they want to do it. They're waiting for the right moment, I
Yeah.
guess, the right opportunity, because they
I
don't
think
want to
it's
just
time to
blow it.
strike because the movie's supposed to be in like 2018 or 2019. You got to
Yeah.
strike early. Get some material out there.
Yeah, then they'll probably do it a little closer to. What movie is it going to be
Shazam.
in? Okay, I didn't know they had a Shazam proper. Yeah, so you figure
Yeah.
there's going to be a
They've already
push before
announced The
that.
Rock is going to be Black Adam, so.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yep. See, did you see Mad Max or did you buy the comic book?
I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
Well. You see, when you go into a movie that has been like super overhyped
Yeah.
and your expectations are like super high and it's supposed to be like this great movie, best movie ever, people love it, they're going to see it multiple times. It's hard. I mean, like to be honest, it's going to be hard for a movie like to live up to that, right?
Yeah.
But then when a movie blows away all your expectations, you know it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, you loved it then.
Damn, that was a son of a bitch
Yeah,
of a
I
movie.
want to see it again already. Like it's so good.
I wanted to go see it the next day. I'm like, well, maybe I should go see Mad Max again.
Yeah. I've seen it twice already at the theater and I want to go see it again, and that's what got me to buy the comic book. I spent $20 on that number one issue. $20.
I can see why. That's one case where it's too bad that DC couldn't have held off until they saw how the movie was doing before they
Yeah.
or no, they should have waited to solicit the comic till the movie was out, which I know they can't do because they want to bring it out. They want the comic to hit the shelves when the movie is out. But in this case, the book really never hit the shelves
Right.
because as soon as it did, everyone bought it. So it was a weird situation. But I can see why. Yeah, because you're right. Like, you see the movie and you're like, I want more. I want to learn more about these characters.
Yeah, and the first issue is really good because it focuses on Knox.
Yeah, Knox.
Yeah, which is a character in that movie that you really kind of grow to love, at least more so than anybody else, at least I think.
Well, he's got the arc where he goes from being the bad guy to the sympathetic
But
guy.
the thing that's awesome about him is he never knows he's a bad guy. Like
Oh, he d
he really believes in what he's fighting for, even
yeah, he
when he
wants to get to
even
Valhalla.
yeah, even when he switches. He thought he was gonna die. He spray painted the chrome, except his
Right.
shoe fell off. It fell off the truck. But he believed in what they were fighting for, either way, even when it switched.
Yeah, it's true. He still that was still his goal.
Yeah. And the comic book does his backstory, which is pretty brutal. And then it also does Immortan Joe's, which isn't as good as Knux's, at least in my opinion, but it is still really interesting. Like it gives you his story, plus it ties you into like the guy that was driving like that treaded vehicle that was going after them in the dark, shooting the machine guns, and then got
Oh,
his eye shot out.
yeah.
It gives you his backstory because he was in charge of Bullet World, which is around that mountain. There was like a couple of towns. One was the gas,
Yeah.
pumping place. One was
Right.
Bullet Town, and that was the other one. The
Okay.
guy who owned the gas town was the guy with the fat feet and the nipple rings on his nipples. He had like a fancy suit, and
The guy
he
with
had like
no, the nose guy or.
yeah, the nose guy. But
Okay.
if you noticed, he had like a suit on, and he had holes in his nipples.
Yeah, I saw that he had some nipple action going on. His feet were like Jabba the Hutt feet.
Yeah, they were huge. He had some real wicked diabetes or something going on there. Well, they were mutated, a
Yeah,
lot
they
of
all had like pus, whatever,
mutations.
yeah, pus balls or whatever.
And that's why that when they had the he was trying to breed a perfect son because they were all mutants. He was
Oh,
trying to
okay, so that
have
was the.
the perfect baby, and that's when he pulled out the baby, and the real crazy
Oh,
son
no,
was like,
it's
"He's a
perfect.
normal baby.
Yeah.
I had a baby
It was just a
brother.
boy,
It's
and it was
normal.
perfect.
It's perfect." Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what it is about the movie because it's not so. It's like a perfect dystopian film. I mean, it's the action is just beginning to arrow,
Nonstop.
and you have two heroes. I mean that share screen time. You know what I mean? It's not all Mad Max.
No, for the first half, he's doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. It's pretty cool how they have him silent, and they have that weird camera work every now and then when he's like dizzy or something, where it is kind of like the old films where the screen just like gets real blurry and shit. I dug that, and I like the fact that this movie could play in the mythos pretty much anywhere. Like it's supposed to take place right after Road Warrior,
Okay.
but it's like its own thing. You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
it stands alone for sure.
Yeah.
Well, 'cause it wasn't entirely about him, so
Yeah.
his backstory wasn't as important, or I guess the other characters' backstories were equally as important as his, so it all came together.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and they did probably, I mean, probably one of the best, if not the best, jobs I've seen of filming action where you're able to follow pretty much everything that was going on, even though there was like a shit ton of stuff going on constantly. Like you're never like lost. Because some movies, you know, when there's a bunch of action, you're like, I don't know what the hell is that
You
flying
have to
by.
watch it multiple times just to see what the hell is going on and train your eyes on the background.
But this one, they and I did look or read a little bit about how they did it after I saw it because I was curious. but I guess they intentionally filmed it so that your eye would be in the right place at the right time from like one clip to another. And they did a lot of, I guess it's like, I can't remember, I think it's like center focused or something like that, where the main character is like in the center of the screen. So when they flip to the next, when they cut to the next thing, if they have another person at the same spot, then it's easy for you to follow. And like when you follow, when they have like an arrow going by, your eye's following it, and then the next thing will be like where the arrow hit rather than somewhere else. So your eye's not, so your eye isn't jumping around, and like they're intentionally leading your eye around and making it flow. So.
I don't know if you follow it on Facebook, but they have a lot of interesting film things too, where they'll like show like what's in the foreground and then how they put all the other pieces in later.
Okay. Oh,
Especially
like
with
the.
with those guys that are on those huge poles from the vehicle that they kind of just try to go on the top. And then those early vehicles that were like I call the porcupine vehicles, those are pretty badass, man.
Spiky tanks or whatever.
One of them had like a crane on it, like a little shovel thing. I was like, what is that for? Why is it on there?
Oh, you got to do work sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Well, I knew that. So going into it, I knew it was. I knew everyone loved it, and I knew it was pretty much just like a race. But that's pretty much all I knew about it. Well, and obviously, I knew the world it took place in because of the previous movies. Then I knew that the Furiosa had a big part in it too. She was awesome, but I love Charlize Theron is one of my favorite actresses.
I thought what you were the way you led into the conversation, I thought you were gonna switch it and say, nah, it wasn't as good as everybody made the hype to be.
Sometimes that happens. Like someone
Oh
gets so
yeah,
hyped up, and then you
it
see it, and you're
happens.
like,
Sure,
"Oh
sure.
man."
It's happened to me a couple times. If you don't get to see it up front and you hear all the hype, then your expectations are just blown out of proportion.
Yeah, then it can't live up to your expectations.
It's my favorite movie of the year, definitely. Like it surpassed Avengers. Like in my like Avengers, I don't have to see again, and I'm fine. But like
Yeah.
I want to see Mad Max again.
Yeah. Well, Mad Max was more, it was an experience, really. Like the, well, that's one of the things is like the plot, there's not much to it in terms of plot, but just visually, it's just like, the visually and like just the world that was created, like
Yeah,
everything was just
because you
so.
go through like four different you see this like dystopian future and you see all the different factions. Like there's like what would you call them? Like warlords or wasteland different places where like they had the motorcycle guys that were over the pass and you had the porcupine group which those guys were weird. They actually looked the coolest though. They had the coolest vehicles and they were the hardest to destroy because they had those spears that would blow up, right?
Yeah.
It would take more than
Yeah, those
one, whereas
were.
the other ones, like you're watching the film and they take Mad Max out easy. Like he's there eating some lizard and all of a sudden he's like, I better get in my car. And then he takes off and they
And
just
they catch
capture him
him.
immediately. They launch a spear into his car and it blows up. And that's the last you see of his car until it's they take it in. But yeah, it was cool. I dug it.
Yeah, because the are they the War Boys? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Those are the that was in, that is interesting. And you can see
Those are
like
the.
Nux like is like he's not healthy for whatever battle he was just in or whatever. He needs blood, and Mad Max is his blood bag. They even call it blood bag.
Yeah,
So
well,
he's
she
like,
keeps calling them.
Furiosa takes off and he finds out about it and he wants to be part of it. And they have like this altar of steering wheels. They're like detachable steering wheels that they put on the car. And I think the guy takes off like Nux's steering wheel because he's injured and he's like, I'm ready to take this car or whatever to Valhalla, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
And
well, they're all excited because they don't like going to battle is like the thing for them. If they get to go to battle, then if they
yeah.
die in battle, then they get to be rewarded on the other side.
I just dig the how they spray paint chrome on their
Oh, they
mouths.
chrome their
That's
mouths.
like
Yeah.
their kamikaze suicide thing. It's like I'm ready to die, you know?
They're
I'm
going
gonna go to
with their
Valhalla Hala with spray paint
shiny
in my
teeth.
mouth. Yeah,
Chrome. Fantastic. And I love the guitarist guy swinging on the front of the.
that was so cool. Well, it was awesome vehicle because you have the six drummers in the back and the guitarist in the front.
The big speakers.
And they have huge speakers all over, so that it's like that's part of their culture is they want to rock out when they're going into war.
And it
And
was awesome.
there's a history of that too. Like, you know, you had the bugle
Oh,
players, the
like, yeah, and the
drummers, and the
drummers and stuff.
yeah.
Announcing yourself, pumping up everyone. And
Right.
it was great because whenever there's like an action scene and you're like getting fired up, then they would cut to like the guitar player and it's like
Yeah.
rocking out. It's like, yeah.
But in war it was like in the Civil War and stuff, it was big to like be the drummers and stuff and the guy who carries the flag, even though you're just a huge target. You know, you watch all these documentaries where the flag kind of led them on and kept them going, you know? They're marching towards the flag and the guy's just a big target carrying a flag. I wouldn't want to be the flag carrier. You don't have you can't hold a weapon. You're charging with a huge pole and a flag. But it was cool.
Wonder, but did they like did the enemies try to get the flag bearer, or was that like kind of like a
Well,
taboo thing, like don't hit the flag guy?
I don't know. All I can do is watch the documentaries and see what they try to take out the flag guy.
Yeah.
And then what was interesting though is if there were like troopers marching in and they shot the flag guy, it was somebody else's job to pick up the flag and keep going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, the
That
next guy in line.
they talk about how important it was in like the charges and stuff. And it's such a weird way to fight. You know what I mean? I'd rather fight in the shadows behind the trees. And ambushes, you know what I mean? Then announce, here I am, and I'm ready to
Walk
fight.
across the field towards another
Yeah,
army.
yeah. If you're
But
in
it
the
is weird because like you're going out knowing that I don't know what percent a large percentage of people are not going to make it from that field.
yeah.
Like I don't know what the percentages are, but probably like I don't know, it's got to be like 80% of the people aren't going to make it, right? Are either going to be injured or killed.
Yeah. It's all interesting stuff, but this movie had it all. It was just a good action film from beginning to end. We even had the swamplands or where the road turned to mush.
Yeah,
And you
and
had
the
those weird guys on stilts just
stilts, those guys are awesome.
I don't know what they were doing out there. Searching for food on the trees, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And there has to be a better way of getting around than on those stilts, but do what you got to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, I mean, it was just beautiful visually. Just the
I'm sure like the Blu-ray would be really cool to watch like some behind the scenes stuff.
definitely I think that's definitely worthy of the Blu-ray. I read something, I didn't follow up on it at all, but something about a black and white version. You know anything about that?
No, I don't.
I have to look it up. Mad Max Black and
Well, I'm just looking at right now on Facebook, and it says the stunt doubles that played Mad Max and Furiosa ended up getting married. I'm gonna have to share that.
Wait, who?
The stunt doubles that played Mad Max and Furiosa,
All right.
they ended up getting married. But yeah, that's a good movie.
And all I could find is George Miller said the best version of his summer blockbuster is in black and white.
Maybe they'll have it so they have both versions.
Yeah, that's what I'm. It said the Blu-ray will include. I think it includes a black and white version.
Yeah.
That's weird. Eh? Gives you another reason to watch it.
Yeah, somebody did a cool Lego thing too, like all the some of the major vehicles, like the major diesel truck that was carrying those women, and the wa it was actually water in that tanker, whereas in the Mad Max movie it was dirt. I saw the Road Warrior just recently, and I was seeing it again. I was amazed at how everybody on that tanker got killed like almost immediately. Like they didn't do. You had the guy in the Whirlybird dropping bombs on a couple of things, but he got knocked out of the sky like almost immediately during the initial, when they took off. And then they had all these warriors on the truck, and man, they didn't last long at all.
I haven't seen the old ones in so long.
It was pretty much Mad Max and Boomerang Kid. You know the kid with the boomerang that he wouldn't be able to speak. He would just talk in grunts, like rrr,
That was another thing from the new movie that was surprising is Mad Max himself really didn't have a lot of lines. He did a lot of grunting and well, at first he couldn't talk. But even when he got his stuff off, he like grunted a lot.
Well, the whole thing about the two major characters is they didn't have to. They spoke very few words. There wasn't a lot to say.
Yeah.
They had to
It's
get from
like,
point A to point B.
hey, we're getting chased. We need to stay alive.
Yeah.
Once you kill those guys. There was a lot of
The
yeah.
one thing I did not understand is when they got to the like where their goal was, or at least where they thought they were going to get. One of the ladies was naked on the top, like she was serving as bait.
Right.
That I thought that was just weird because even if she was serving as bait, there was like six warrior women on motorcycles. What would they do if like if it
There
was a
are a bunch
Morton
of dudes.
Joe? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They wouldn't stand a chance. I mean they did fight well. They were like old ladies and they fought well. I mean yeah,
Well,
there was like some young ones, and most of them were like looked in their 60s or 70s. So.
yeah. So, but I'm guessing that like a lot of people don't go out that way. Like in Morton Joe and his guys, they're always at their place, so I doubt they ever go out to that place. I'm
Yeah.
guessing that most people don't really venture far from their home base. So, I don't, what are they trying to catch? Maybe they're trying to catch animals, like maybe.
Yeah, but what would a naked? Why would you have to be naked if it was an animal?
Because it's more interesting to watch on film.
If you're, it's more interesting. Yeah,
Guess that would imply that you want to get a male.
because
Trying to attract a person.
they were. I thought of that group as like an Amazon group. Do you know what I mean? It was a group of warrior women that didn't trust men at all.
Right.
Like they had no reason to. Even when like Nux and Mad Max came out of the vehicle, they were like, they were got their
What are
pulled
these
their
guys?
weapons. Yeah, who are these? Until Furiosa said, no, they're good people. They backed down. Cool beans. Well, what other movies did you watch? I didn't watch anything.
What did I watch? I have to look it up. So I don't remember. I watched. I don't know. I have to look it up. There we go. I know. I watched one. I watched this movie with what's her name?
Sounds like
Elizabeth something.
Elizabeth Hurley.
No, the Olsen girl.
Elizabeth Olsen girl.
Is that her name, Elizabeth Olsen?
I guess.
She plays the Scarlet Witch.
Was she one of the woman that played the Scarlet Witch? She's one of the Olsen twins?
No, she's the Olsen twins' sister.
She's the Olsen twins' sister.
Yeah, I think you're a younger sister.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. I learned something new from you every time.
Every time. All right, let me see what... Now I got to figure out what the movie was I watched. How's this sorted? Damn it! Last page. End. It's called... That's not it. 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 Where is it? Son of a bitch.
Full House? Was that where the Olsen twins were in? Full House?
Full House. Very Good Girls. That's what I watched.
Oh.
Starring Dakota Fanning and Elizabeth Olsen. I was right about the name. This is about two girls who are graduating high school who fall for the same guy, and it's kind of the relationship between these two girls and how it evolves.
Ah.
It's good, especially if you like Elizabeth Olsen, who is the Scarlet Witch.
I don't know her from anything else but the Scarlet Witch.
She hasn't been in a lot. I also watched this movie that was called... I didn't really... I didn't watch any movie... I didn't really like that movie. Didn't watch that movie. That's about it for movies.
You know what I did get watch though? I caught up to you on Breaking Bad, and holy shit, that was like I could end it right there.
Oh,
like,
did you watch the end of season 4?
Season 4, yeah. I could end it right there.
I think they should have ended it there.
They just it was such a good finale. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
I was like on the edge of my seat when the event happened. The chicken man went to the old folks home and the guy's on his chair and he's like clicking the button. He's like, click, 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 click. It's not going. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
And then the ridiculous part is he comes out and he like fixes his tie.
Oh yeah. Clothes. Yeah. And then they reveal the, the rest of it, yeah. That was pretty awesome.
He was bad though, because I remember the scene when he was spinning the gun in his backyard. Like he was almost to the point like, I'm gonna die, they're coming after me. And he's spinning the gun and he spins the gun twice and it points to him. And he spins the gun the third time and it points to that flower, and that flower ends up being what he gives the kid, or poisons the kid to put him in the hospital. So he manipulated him, man. That was crazy.
Who's spinning the gun?
What are the two characters, Barb? Jesse and... I'm not good with the names. Jesse and Walt White. Yeah. Walt White was spinning the gun.
Okay.
In his backyard. Okay. Yeah. And the third time he spun it and it pointed to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't know it at the time until the end. They focus on the last episode. They focus in on the plant, but the whole thing that turned the tides weird is when the little boy went into the hospital,
right?
And Jesse went ballistic,
right? And you don't know if he did it or not.
So what that means is that Walt took the cigarette out of Jesse's container, and then somehow gave that kid that flower. Knowing, and he rolled the dice, because when you give up a poison, you don't know how it's going to react. Do you know what I mean? He didn't. He probably thought, well, the chances of, because he's a chemist, he probably says, well, he'll make it. But He rolled the dice. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't know the health of the kid. I'm like, holy crap, Walt's he's just as evil as the chicken man.
Yeah, he's no, I mean the whole show, he's never a really nice man. I mean, you grow to like him, but everything he's doing is bad.
Yeah.
Mean,
And
in terms of
I really like Sal too, the lawyer. I just dug his character.
that's why he got a spin-off show.
Yeah. But even how they went to Mexico, that was badass. How I keep calling him the chicken man, but him and Mike and Jesse went to Mexico to cook for them, and they were gonna leave Jesse there. And how they took out that crime lord? Oh man, that was insane. They poisoned him.
Trying to remember that.
They actually poisoned
Which
all
one
of
that
them.
was. Oh, yeah.
They poisoned all of them, and then he poisoned himself. And then he had to have Jesse get him out there to save his life. That was insane. But that series was. Holy crap. I watched it and it felt like a finale. Like just you could just end the series there and I'd be fine. I hear the next season's really good though too, so.
You have to finish. I have to finish watching the. I started the last season, but I wasn't able to go through it all. So I need to start it up again. I don't know. The fourth was so good. It's like, yeah, they have a lot to live up to with the last one.
Yeah. It's one of the best finales I think I've ever seen in TV. And it wasn't even the series finale, it was the season finale. It was good. So comics.
Comic books. I almost knocked over a stack of comics. Son of a bitch.
I'll start. I don't have any of them in front of me, but I'll have to be going from memory because I did bagging and boarding last night. I'm gonna try to bag and board as soon as I finish reading it, because I accumulate like
Not let it
hundreds and it
pile
takes
up,
me
yeah.
forever. It takes me forever, and it's exhausting. But the one that I read in the morning before work, which is a unusual time for me to read, but I absolutely love was Broken World from Boom Studios. Did you read that one?
No, I
Did
don't.
you buy it? Yeah,
Probably.
it's about a
I'm not familiar, though.
if I had to compare it to something, I'd compare it to Deep Impact, the movie. With Tia Leone and Morgan Freeman and Elijah Wood. That's when an asteroid is coming to hit the Earth and it's going to cause an extinction event. So what they're doing in this one is anybody without a criminal record and who's just or whatever, they're able to put in these weird looking elevators that like launch them into space so they can meet with a ship. And from that, they're frozen, and they're gonna go leave the Earth and hopefully colonize someplace else. It's kind of like a Battlestar Galactica take off to save our civilization and regroup later kind of thing. But this one woman has a family, and she's a professor at a university, and she has something bad in her past, and we don't know what that is. So she has to go to a forgery guy to actually forge her a pass so they can get on the last arc out into space because they're like, this is the last arc before the comet or the asteroid's going to hit Earth and kill everybody. And then there's like these religious zealots who think people shouldn't leave and they should just take, past because it was meant to be, and there's just it's such a cool universe. But the one guy that forges her,
What's this book called?
Broken World. It's by Fred B Barjaby. Well, I got the guy who does Five Ghosts.
Oh, Frank Barbieri or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Barbary.
yeah.
Broken. What was it called? Broken Bats?
Broken World. It's by Barbary and Christopher Peterson. But the guy who's forging it keeps telling her, you shouldn't leave. You should keep your family here. The government is lying to the people and saying that the asteroid is going to hit, and it's not. But anyway, the family gets on the ark, or getting ready to get on the ark, and she actually is about to enter the ark because they took her badge. When they catch her badge and say, "This is a forgery, pull her out, pull her out." So they pull her out. And then, meanwhile, the gates break open where all the people that want to get on the ark are raiding. The elevator takes off into space. She gets away, and she sees her family take off into space, and she misses the ark, and she's stuck there. And what you see is the asteroid pass over in the sky. It doesn't hit the Earth. So it's really weird because it seems like they launched all the people that were scientists and the good people and all that stuff into space, and they knew it was going to happen to keep like this society of criminals behind on the Earth. That's what's weird about it. People with bad pasts.
Sounds familiar, but it's probably just because I read the solicit. And
You didn't order
I
it?
must have ordered it. Here we go. Let's see. Let me look at my file. Where is it? It's not, I can't find this comic. It doesn't exist. It was never solicited
I am gonna post it
through
on
DCBS.
I am gonna post it on the Geek Brunch website so you know it exists. I'm gonna say, here, Bill, this book does exist.
It might have existed. It might exist, but it was never solicited through
Well, where do you
DCBS.
think I got it from?
It was solicited under a different name.
I pre-ordered it. Actually, this is a weird one. I didn't pre-order it.
See?
I pre-ordered number two and number three, but picked up number one at the shop. I don't know how that happened.
It's because it was never solicited.
It could be. You could be right, and then I'll have to apologize.
Broken. Come on, I'm doing a search. Broken. Brolin.
Brolin, James
James
Brolin.
Brolin. Brolin World. That's my new comic. Everyone takes off except for the Brolins. And then the world becomes populated.
By
Then a
Brolin.
hundred years later, it's Brolin World. It's a bunch of James Brolin clones. Fantastic. Yeah, my search is finding nothing.
It exists, trust me.
When did they come out?
Last week, the week before.
So it has been solicited January, February, March, May, April. Let's look in April. It's fascinating.
I don't think you ordered it.
I don't think it was solicited.
But it's a end of the world event. You usually look for that shit.
Jump on that stuff.
Yeah. It's preparing you for what happens, see? You're trying to read as much information as you can.
Now I'm doomed.
Now you'll take that ID and you'll leave on these arcs, and I'll be on the Earth because I know the asteroid's not going to hit with a bunch of criminals.
Have the inside information.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I liked it.
Yeah, April. Okay, I'm gonna. Now I'm conf This is gripping. Solicited in April. I'm gonna pull up my April file. Where's my April file? There it is.
What are these files? Do you order by spreadsheet or do you just...
I have a very complex system.
Your system sounds like you have to have like you coded it on purpose so nobody can figure it out. It's like you have to have a decoder ring
Right.
to
Only I can understand
what
my
you
system.
ordered.
How to order my what comics I ordered, what I didn't.
You don't want anybody else to understand the chain of events.
Okay, Boom Studios. Broken World, son of a bitch.
You didn't
Sorry.
order it.
It's on page 305 for those keeping score at home. Now I will go to my other file.
How many files
Cross.
do you have? God
I got a
damn.
cross-reference. Wait, Broken World. And I did order it. There we go.
Ah.
So it's on the way. Why doesn't it show up in my search? My system is failing me.
What
No,
are
I
you
didn't.
searching? Is it a spreadsheet? What are you searching?
I am searching through my files.
But what, do you spell them out by hand? What? How does this file get generated?
Which file?
I don't know. You have so many damn files. I don't understand. I can't keep track of. You had like 35 files you had to go through to figure out you ordered it.
Yeah.
It's too damn complicated.
Files a month that are prints.
Damn.
Columns and cells.
For
Then
me,
I.
I just log on to DCBS and look at unshipped items. It's that easy. Sort by title and then search. What is your world like? What do you have to do so hard?
Ooh, April was the month that I got the new DC bundles.
Oh.
I'll be getting a bunch of DCs very soon in my near future.
It's a good
Have they come
time
out yet?
for you to get into the DC world because they're throwing away like continuity and just kind of telling stories now. Like the Batman that's in Justice League is not the Batman in the Bat books, and Superman and Superman is not the Superman in the Justice Leagues, and it's kind of like the outcome of convergence. But you don't know where they're from or what they're doing. Are you there?
Son of a bitch, I muted myself.
Oh, is
Damn
the
it.
nipple thing.
It fell right off my nipple ring and into my crotch area. God, where do I put it now? Try and hang it there. Okay, there we go.
We need to buy, if you're a listener, you should chip in to buy him some wireless headsets, 'cause this file system and these headsets, they're archaic, man. They're like
Archaic
from the
system.
80s, man.
I got wires and I got
You
spreadsheets.
have spreadsheets to look up other spreadsheets. You don't even have a search capability. You have to go through paper. It's probably safe if China's trying to hack into your system, though. Because they'd be like, what the hell is this? I need four spreadsheets plus five papers.
They
And
said they'll never be able to figure out what I ordered and what I didn't order.
yeah, there you go.
It's like try and find out if I ordered Broken World. You'll never be able to do
You'll
it.
never be able to
Never.
figure it out.
You'll never. Yeah, I'm looking at the list of the ones that were in the bundle. I know some of them came out, like Batmite, and did Constantine come out?
Yes. I haven't read the Constantine.
Starfire.
I read Starfire. Starfire was good.
Did Prez come out yet?
No.
Omega Man came out.
Omega Man came out. Batmite, Bizarro.
Okay.
Those are lighthearted. Your kids might like those too. I like Batmite more. A lot of other people like Bizarro more. Bizarro has more of a, I guess, a different sense of humor, whereas Batmite's more like all ages, but has a really cool villain and a better plot, in my opinion. The Bizarro one is Jimmy Olsen's driving Bizarro to Canada. And the Batmite one is he's just being Batmite and has to fight this one woman who's transplanting brains from her people into younger people. And that one's by Dan Jurgens. I like that one.
Oh man, this is a good month for solicitations.
Omega Man is, I'd be interested to see what you think of that one.
Yes, you know a lot of positive things about it.
Because they do an ex they do some strange things that didn't work for me, but I'll give them credit, they are different.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I'm very hard on Marvel.
I didn't like it because for me it was like trying to watch a foreign film without the subtitles.
Ooh, that sounds very nice and pretentious.
That that's
Maybe
why
I
I
will
said
like it.
that's why I'm saying this has elements that it has elements that I think what you're going to gravitate to. Whereas for me, it was
For
driving me
me,
nuts.
I don't know. I'm very strict about my number one, so we'll see if it passes my number one test.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, while I have this file open, I'm looking at the other stuff was solicited this month. It was like Archie number one, Airboy number one,
Yeah, Airboy's got some good reviews.
Eight House
I'm
number
looking
one,
forward to reading that.
Astronauts in Trouble number one. That was a good month for number ones.
Yeah, every month is good for number ones. That's the only
Yes,
way the
the
industry's
trend.
surviving nowadays. That we have a bunch of Bill Bomer consumers that just tend to buy number ones and
And that's it.
they drive the market. So they have to relaunch every month to keep the Bill Bomers buying comics.
Man, there's a lot of number ones. Strange Fruit. Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
When's your shipment coming? At the end of the month?
End of the month, yeah. That'll be okay. That's like sometime after Heroes, right? Let's see.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'm getting my shipment today. The last one didn't arrive on time.
Oh, yeah, it'll be the week after Heroes. So I'll get back from Heroes, and then a couple days later, I should get my order. Oh, man. I'll be in comic book heaven.
Yes.
Heaven. I'll be just when I'm finished looking through all my piles of wonderful comics from Heroes, I'll get a ring on my doorbell and the magic man will bring me a big box of comic books.
Yes.
I'll open it and I'll be surprised at what wonders lie within.
Midnighter number one.
Midnighter number one.
That one I really liked, but they did something pretentious that I think you're gonna like and I didn't like.
Right.
There's the artist, and I don't know if it's the guy who's writing it, telling the artist to do this, but you'll have like the scene, right? And then they have these little boxes. They're small. They're like a half an inch by half an inch, and it has like a hand gesture or a finger or something weird in there, like a pool ball or. And there's so many of them all over the place. If you're reading digitally, it might be interesting because if you go into guide mode, it might guide you in the right mode. But this one's like if you had a bunch of dice and each dice had a picture in it, and they threw it on the page, and you're supposed to follow the story, just
I
how it
don't know
fell
about
on the
that.
page.
We'll
And
see. We'll see.
I didn't like that part. Interesting experiments that I'd like to hear what you have to think, say about them.
It seems like. Well, this is the month where they had like some more indie artists doing some of the art, right? On
Yeah,
some of the books.
well, D the DC stuff is now called DCU, like YOU. And I think it's gonna either be a hit or it's gonna be a flop. It's gonna drive continuity guys ape shit. To me, it doesn't bother me. It used to maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago when continuity meant everything. But if I want continuity, I can go to Valiant. I can get it at other places.
So is this going to drive Knutson further away, or is he going to come back now with all the pretentiousness?
On this stuff is not Keith's stuff. He wouldn't like this.
It's pretentious.
I am pretty much sure that he wouldn't like it, but I can't guarantee it.
Because it's, well, is it still within the New 52 world, or are they abandoned that now too?
Well, Convergence, have you heard about Convergence?
I know about it, not much though.
Well,
I did not read it.
the whole thing about Convergence was is that everything in history matters, right? So it did a really cool thing, is it did the opposite of what Crisis did. You know how Crisis consolidated everything into one world? What this did is it blew up the multiverse like big time. So all I can say is that it opened up the floodgates to like a lot of different stories, but I don't know what DC's doing. Like, some of it's flowing right out of the New 52, and some of it seems like, well, where the hell is this happening? Like, it's hard to puzzle it together.
So it's hard to determine the
Yeah,
context of some of the
yeah,
stories.
yeah. But they're good
Weird.
stories. I've enjoyed most of what I've read. Like, I liked Omega Man a lot. There were just certain things that took me out of the story. Like, you're reading the story, and then something happens and it distracts you, and then you have to have a ramp up to get back up into the story. That's what happened to me with the Mega Man. But a lot of people are loving it. It's getting good reviews, like, because of that experiment, it's giving somebody something different. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If they followed my design pattern, it would sell like it normally would and then get canceled after 6 issues. So yeah, it's a good thing they're trying stuff.
And especially with a title like that, where you're going to have to do something to try and get readers hooked, because a lot of people aren't going to care about it to begin with. Like it's a whatever B-level or C-level title to begin with.
Yeah.
That usually will last 6 issues. So you might as well try something to see if you can extend it beyond that.
Yeah, they're doing something really interesting with Superman too, which I don't think you'll get any of them because it was in the other bundle. It was like the continuing series' bundle. I don't think you got that bundle.
Don't think I got that one either.
You
Let me
don't
look.
like anything that's not number one.
Yeah, if it's not number one, then
You don't give a shit.
what's the point?
Yeah. If you're not coming in first, you'd rather not even place.
That's right.
That's the Bill Bomer mentality. But Superman books are interesting too, because at the end of before Convergence, he find out he can release this like huge energy, and when he does release it, he's like depowered. It's like discharging a battery, like boom, and then I'm human again. So they're playing with him like riding a motorbike across Earth and doing stuff, but his powers can come back. Like, he's like charging. It's almost like your cell phone battery. You run it to the end, and
How long does it take him to recharge?
it seems like a long time. At least in Action Comics, it did. I have to read some of the new stuff that came out this week. I'm trying to keep caught up on DC now as they come out, because I did really good with Convergence. Like, I read every single Convergence title, which I thought was amazing. Some people hate that event, but God, I think it was amazing. Some of the ones I really loved were like Booster Gold and Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters and the Crime Syndicate. They were wonderful. There's some good stuff.
Yeah, I know you've liked it. But yeah, like you said, I've seen some reviews that of people who didn't like it, any of
Yeah.
it.
I can see that. I come from a very different place of history, so
Yeah, you're
if I was a New
able to
52
appreciate
guy, I
more.
would have hated it.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, what is this? These aren't my characters. Don't care. And the main Convergence title really was falling out of New 52. So even though the other titles went back in the past, the 2-issue minis, the main title was the driving force, but it felt like more like a New 52 out of Earth 2, like an Earth 2 series. And they did some weird shit. They threw the Warlord in it, which I love the Warlord. Mike Grell is like my guy. Mike Grell didn't do it, but it had the Warlord and all those characters of Skitaris inside of the book, which was very. One of the big bad guys was Deimos, which is the Warlord villain.
Okay. So it's perfect for you, but someone who's not familiar with the stuff probably,
Hate it.
yeah, didn't care about
Yeah.
it. That's the risk you take, I guess.
What did you read that knocked your socks off?
Me pull up my file.
Oh, your file to find out what file to open?
Yeah, well, my file to find out what books I read, and then cross-reference that with my other file
To see if you ordered the book that you read.
to see, yeah, to see if I actually got the book that I remember reading.
You have to then go to your order form, and then from there you have to like cross-reference it to see if
Yeah,
you even
cause,
read it,
yeah,
because you don't
first I had
remember.
to remember trying to remember what book I read, then I had to look it up to see if I actually did read it. And then to see if I actually ordered it in the first place.
It's funny though, as we get older, you have to do that kind of shit. I have in the our front door, I have take keys because I've been like a morning walk. I've been like locking myself out of the house. Because me and Harley are just going for a walk and I didn't take my keys.
Harley. We gotta stay out here for a
I'm
little
gonna stay
while.
out of here.
Yep, it happens. Our
Son of a
brains,
bitch. They get preoccupied on something else.
they don't like new information.
Yeah.
I think I read something at one point that said once you turn 40, like your brain isn't in learning mode anymore, so
It wants to shut down.
it doesn't care about new information. Yeah, it's like pff, I got enough to, I'm done. I got enough. Don't give me anything more. So it takes effort, extra effort to save stuff to our databases.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a book from Black Mask.
Ooh. Can I guess what it might be?
Sure.
It's either Space Raiders or Mayday.
It is one of those.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna guess it's Mayday.
It is Mayday.
Yeah,
We already talked about Space Riders before.
but number two came out, but you don't care about that.
I haven't read number two yet.
Of course you haven't.
But Space Riders, fantastic. I'm looking forward to it because number one was awesome. And I love Alex Zurit's art.
He reminds me so much of Sholi. Just the layouts and
Similar.
stuff,
He's
yeah.
more like I don't know. Like 70s almost.
Well, it's like got like a hyper psychedelic.
Yeah, that's it. He's more psychedelic.
But Kirby was psychedelic at a certain part of his. He'd do a
Yeah, it's
lot of
definitely
crazy shit.
from the same perspective, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very psychedelic and trippy. Thick lines. Thick inks, brush strokes. Nice.
One thing I like about it, Space Raiders, I know we're going to talk about Mayday, but it's the visuals. Like the plot is a decent story, but it's not like a great story. Do you know what I mean? But the visuals are what make Space Riders
Yeah.
a good experiment. I
Yeah.
got it's a book I want to look at. Like I'll sit there and I'll look at a page and then I'll turn back and look at another page and then read forward and it's a visual book.
Yeah, totally. I did like the story in the first issue, but yeah, it was definitely the art was the big selling point.
Yeah.
Think both those guys are going to be at Heroes. They usually are. I know they were there last year.
And see, I never even heard of them before. The only reason I got this was because of the cover. The solicit sold me on it. Plus, Black Mask has a good reputation with me, so I tend to order all of their books. I don't think I've read anything except the one that I think you just got in trade that I didn't like. And that one started off so damn good. I can't remember what his
Oh, I
title's.
didn't get it in trade. I was gonna order it, but I ended up not ordering it.
I liked the way that started. Like, it was like a high-rated book for me. And then as it went on, to the
Yeah.
fifth issue, I
Let
just
you down.
lost it lost me.
There's actually a book this month in previews that Alex Zurzit, whatever his name is, drew. I think it's tomorrow's number two or three.
Where?
In previews.
What's the publisher? Tomorrow's?
No, I think it's Image. I think the book is called Tomorrow's. Yeah, tomorrow's number two.
I'll look at it, see if I ordered it. I ordered too much damn shit. I can't believe it. It's like this whole catalog. Did I get it? Yeah, did I get it? Is it a number one?
That's number two. I think he's doing like a different artist each issue. But I ordered number one, and then I noticed number two has Zurit art. I gotta learn how. I'm gonna ask that dude how to pronounce his last name at Heroes.
I hate the new solicits for Image Comics. I
Oh, they
don't like them.
suck. They're terrible because it like stuff's repeated
Well, it
in
sucks.
different
It does like
spots.
they're a spotlight like they used to do in the front, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes into this alphabetical or no time of publishing order, like on sale,
Yeah.
August 12th. I hate it. And
And
then
then
by
they.
alphabetical order.
Yeah, then it goes back to something
Then
else.
it's like a cluster.
Trades. Yeah, like, how are you gonna find, like, yeah, tomorrow's number two. Okay, good luck finding
I still can't find it, but did you notice that Sunstone has a volume
Yeah,
three
three is
now?
solicited, yeah.
Did you order two?
I have number two, I haven't read it yet.
You told me about one. I bought one. I haven't read it yet,
Oh, fantastic.
but I pre-ordered number two. It's offered again, so I got two and three.
Yeah. I can't wait to read number two. Well, obviously I can wait since I haven't read it
Since you have it there,
yet. I
I
can wait to
can't
read
wait. We'll be covering it next year.
it. I need time
I
to be
still can't
alone
find
that one.
I hate the new image. I can't
Well, I
find
know I'm looking.
anything.
I'm looking.
Dark Corridor? No, that's somebody else. I think you're full of crap.
I don't see it. Where the hell is it? Come on, Image. What are you doing? Maybe it's a
I'm gonna
spotlight
post
ad.
on Twitter right now as I hate the new solicits for Image.
This is beauty. I'm gonna have to go to my file. That's it. I'm going to the file. G.
Twitter. I do not like the new Image preview solicits. The new image format.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that the new solicits.
That's much different.
Here
I hate everything that's solicited this
you
month.
go, page 37.
37.
See, that's the this is the only way you can do the image section is. Oh,
Image
it's not
is.
image. That's why we couldn't find it.
Jeez.
That explains it. It's a dark horse.
I didn't order that.
Alex Zurit.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think the first issue had a different artist. But I noticed this one has him, so it's like, ooh, I'll have to get number two, perhaps.
I'm gonna have to look that up and order it now and send them an order form. Can you please add this? They've been denying me lately because they're a lot of the books that I want are sold out, like at the distributor level.
Yeah, I tried to order one of the Mad Maxes, and they're like, fuck you.
Well, the one that hasn't even come out out yet, Furiosa.
Yeah, that's the one. I tried to get
Yeah,
that.
you try to get it. And
Furiosa?
then I like had a big discussion with them. I'm like, well, you solicited the second print for Mad Max and Mort and Joe. How do you know about it? It's not on your site. How do I know if a second print's coming out? Because to me, a second print don't matter. I just want to have the books. Do you know what I mean? So there's still no magical way to find out about second prints to pre-order them. Do you know what I mean? You have to like go through Newsarama and say what's hitting second print.
They
There's
have
like
to
no
look.
site. Even the Diamond site doesn't have it. Like the other thing that was weird is IDW released G.I. Joe: The Death of Snake Eyes, right? So I already pre-order. See, there's issues where I pre-order and I don't ever have to worry about it because I always get G.I. Joe. But if you wanted that book, you wouldn't be able to get it because it sold out at the distributor level very early and they had allocations. And what that means is like Ryan Drost of Star Joe's, he always orders two copies of G.I. Joe. He orders one for him and one for Chuck. They denied him the two copies. They only said, we'll only be able to give you one.
Through
I don't think,
DCBS or
yeah,
through
DCBS,
okay.
but it's IDW saying that.
Right,
But,
that it's because they only gave DCBS a certain number of issues.
right. The publisher's doing it, but I don't understand that if they already have the pre-order in hand. And the other thing I don't understand is they put out the second print on the same day as the first print, on the same day. So if you weren't paying attention, you might have got a second print. And
True. I mean, they released it.
on the same day, yeah.
Interesting.
That's the
Don't
first
they?
time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, let's think about it. So, the publisher, they get the orders in. Say, I don't know. Say it sold, whatever. How many? Well, like 50,000 copies in
Well, I
orders.
don't even think that. I think G.I. Joe is
It's
probably
like
like
10,000.
20,000, maybe because people knew in the solicits that it's the
Yeah, it's the
title's
death.
called The Death of Snake Eyes. So
So
maybe
they get so
distributors order, so they're like, oh, I'll order maybe three extra copies because it's the death of or something
right.
like that.
Okay, so Diamond gets orders for 20,000. They tell the publisher, and the publisher maybe says, okay, so we'll do like 25,000 copies maybe.
Yeah, and then the demand between that
So they
time and the
send
other
them the, yeah, they
time
send them
is
to Diamond, and then it,
5,000.
yeah, in the interim more orders have come in, and now it's up to 30,000.
And
So
then they say,
Diamond's
well,
like,
we need to allocate to give it to more people,
yeah, we only got 25,000, so.
even though they have the pre-orders. And then we're going to come up with the second print. But then the second print is not.
Right, so Diamond goes back to IDW and says, hey, we need more. So, all right, so we'll do 10,000 second
Second print,
printings.
yeah.
And then they ship them to Diamond. So now Diamond has the first and second prints. And they still run out? Like, they still
Yeah.
can't meet the demand. And then more orders have come in the interim. Dang.
I don't understand the second print philosophy because, like, it's not the second prints are never in previews. You have to look for announcements, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, probably. Well, but when they come out, it's like too late for it to be in the catalog. So,
Yeah.
right. But the shops, like when they request it, the shops must know, though, right? Somehow, the shops must be
Oh,
told
the
the second.
shops know, but the shops don't tell the consumers unless they're consumer driven. There are customers that love every second, third, and fourth print. Like if they get a book,
If it has a very different cover.
they want all the variations of it because in some weird cases, a second print might be worth more than the first print. Like I think that happened with Rat Queens. There's some weird things that happen like that, but your overall consumer that orders or just pulling something off the shelf doesn't really know. I mean, you can go to like Diamond on their website and see some second prints, but you don't always see the IDW. You don't always see the Mad. I didn't see the Mad Max was solicited. I just send random emails now if I miss an issue to DCBS. Can you order me the second print? Oh, it's not solicited yet. Oh, like okay. I have to
Yeah,
ping you. I just
how
like
do I
send.
know? Well, you're not gonna know.
You're not gonna know.
Yeah.
So I just send these like random emails. Put me on the second print. Put me on the second print. So I got like on the second print for Furiosa.
Okay.
Or no, I got on the second print for Mad Max.
Mad Max is on second print already? Oh, the Nux one?
the Nux one.
Okay.
And then the Furiosa one second print isn't announced yet because it hasn't come out yet and it's sold out at the distributor level. Like you go ask your retailer, "Can you get me Mad Max?" They'll say, "Nope, sorry." You know where I got a Furiosa from? eBay. I pre-ordered on eBay for the very first time.
I saw that, like, yeah, the pre-order is on eBay. It's like, damn, the book hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah.
Like, it comes out this week.
Some vendor was smart and bought 25 copies. So you go there and you see available 25 copies. Okay, I'll take one.
Yeah, hopefully they don't get allocated.
Yeah, then I'll be screwed again, and then I'll be sending an order. Can you add the second print to my?
And it, another
No, we
thing
don't
that's
have it
weird.
yet.
Keep ask us when ask us later.
I have to just send an email every week. Did you add the second print? Oh, there's
Haven't
not
yet.
one. Sorry. Second print?
Another thing that's weird is they solicited the trade already, even though the issues, like one issue has come out so far, and they've already solicited the trade. So that means that, I don't know, it's weird. Like, so the trade solicitation came out before the hype too, so that'll probably be under ordered. Although I assume they could still order it now, maybe. I don't know. It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
I think that someone at DC is gonna be pissed off because they missed out on a lot of sales. But who knew? Who knew it was going to be so popular? I assume it's popular. So that about covers my coverage of May Day number one from
We didn't
Black.
even talk about it.
Oh, I can recap. So, whoa. So, ironically, this is written by Kurt Pyers, who also wrote, is writing Tomorrows from Dark Horse Comics. That's weird.
See,
So, this
there's.
is by.
Do you have. Well, no, you never have this problem. I was going to vector you a gateway again. But you never ordered a second issue, so you can never have this problem. So, there's certain times the title I can't remember. So, I don't like know unless if I go look at on DCBS and search for all the number ones to see if I ordered number one. Like this Tomorrow's. I don't remember ordering it. I have to go
Oh, the first
search.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. I might have ordered the second one that happened with Broken World. I don't know how that happened.
Can't you look at your unshipped items?
I can. I'm going to go look. I don't think it's there. I'm going to go do that while you're talking about May Day.
All right, so May Day, written by Kurt. It's Pires. I don't know, Pyres, Pyres, something like that. Illustrated by Chris Peterson. This is from Black Mask. So this, it starts out, it's about this director who, it starts out when he's winning the Academy Award for Best Director for his his movie Glitter Fuck Empire.
Oh, this sounds like the
It is very similar setup. And then he spends the. Have you read this or you just have it?
I have it, but I haven't read it.
Okay. So then he spends like the next 2 years shitting away his money or snorting away his money with fast cars and drugs and women. So now he's at the state where his. This is very similar to Tour, isn't it? So it's.
Well, that one is, well, the auteur is probably to the 12th level of craziness,
Yeah.
but it is very similar because it's the guy has a successful movie, then he comes out with this John Carter, which is a trilogy and flops, and
Yeah.
then he's like broke.
So this one he hasn't done another movie and is he's supposed to be working on something, but he hasn't started working on it yet. But then So he's out partying one night when he's in the bathroom. I think he's snorting some coke in the stall, and the guy in the stall next to him, some guys come in and like blow him away. So
They kill him.
they kill the guy, and he's like, "Oh shit!" And then it cuts to this weird guy who's like leading a cult, which they haven't actually tied. I don't know how that ties into the main story yet. So it kind of jumps between this guy who has this cult and is doing weird stuff and this director. So this director kind of gets caught up in this murder, and then later is at this other place and he sees the killers again, and the killers wear like these masks, this like gorilla mask and this Frankenstein monster mask. So it's kind of building up this. So now he's involved in this weird situation where these guys in these masks are killing people, and he doesn't know why. I really liked it. I thought it was fantastic, and I really liked the art too, the art style by. I'm not sure what Chris Peterson has done before. His name sounds familiar though, but that might just be because it's a common name.
Oh, hold on a second. What did I talk about that?
He did.
Chris Peterson did Broken World.
Oh, he
I knew I heard that name
That sounds very familiar. Wow, so we've come full circle. Thank you.
It's a small world.
This has been Geek Brunch episode 200 something.
I knew I just heard that name before. I was like,
That
what am I talking about?
name is very familiar. Well, okay, so you know what his art style is then. I like it. I don't know what to compare it to, but I like it. So this was really good. I definitely enjoyed it. I'm on board for this one. I'll pick up the trade. For sure. So a good one from Black Mask. Lots of violence and craziness.
Cool. That's funny. I didn't. I checked while you were talking, and I didn't order number one, but I ordered number two.
Oh,
It's
you did.
tomorrow's.
Nice.
So it looks like an email's on its way, and hopefully, it's not sold out at the distributor level, or else I'm having to send emails. Can I get a second print? Can I get a second print? Can I get a second print? Oh, finally, after the fourth time.
So this is, so apparently I get the number ones and you like number twos. Because number twos you feel is where the story really
I
takes hold.
figure you cover the number one, so I might as well
See,
get the
okay, yeah,
number
why bother? You don't need to get them.
You'll cover, except you, in this case, I think you ordered tomorrow's number two and didn't order number one.
I did order number one
Okay.
because it's a number. Oh, I think I did. I should probably verify that.
Well, the thing that's interesting about Dark Horse right now is they're coming out with a lot of new number ones, and they're strange titles. So, like, I'm not gonna, as I'm going through my list, I'm not gonna remember the title unless I focus or I know the creator. Like Adam 0.3 is Scott Collins. I know I'm gonna order that.
All right.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
Yeah, they've been putting out a lot more like creator-owned things.
Yeah.
I assume it's because they lost the Star Wars license, so they need to do something. That's my guess. Why can't I not find this? My system is failing me.
It's too many sheets. I can't. Are you going to DCBS and trying to find it?
No, I'm gonna do that now, I guess.
How hard? What are these sheets that you do? It's such a lot. It's such a lot of like your system has got like a lot of manual labor. You must spend like 12 hours putting together your order. I spent 1 hour.
I spend, yeah, probably 12 hours a month, something like
Well, that's 1 hour doing the actual work with the DCBS website. And then it's maybe 3 more hours studying previews while I'm on the shitter during the course of a month. But there's like Zodiac Force. I don't know if I'm gonna get that, but man, it was dirt cheap. It was like 99 cents or something. It's like 65% off. How do you pass off on that?
Wait, which one? I'm gonna pull up my file. Wait, let me go to my unshipped items first. Now that I logged in. Unshipped items. What am I looking for? Tomorrow's.
Yeah,
Is
I'm
it
gonna.
alphabetical? Sort. Oh.
You have to sort and then click on like
Some pages.
if your order that is big as mine, I have to go like page 45 or something like
45.
that.
I have 7 pages.
Well, see, that's manageable.
So you have 45 pages?
So I'm not at the end yet. Hold on. How many pages of unshipped items do I have? I have 43 pages.
Let's see. So you order 6 times the comics I order.
Yeah.
Damn. Whew, that's a lot of comics, man. Yes, I did order. Wait, where is it? Tomorrow's number one. Wonderful. I'm looking at all the stuff I ordered. Okay, what was the one you're talking about ordering?
I'm gonna order The Damn Band, number one,
Me see,
by
it's on
Paul
my list.
Cornell and Tony Parker. Spinal Tap meets Ghostbusters.
Yes, that is on, I'm ordering that as well.
I ordered Deadhead, but it's number two for you.
I did not order Deadhead.
Harrow County.
I did not order. We had, I did not order any number twos.
I don't think I ordered Midnight Society, but I picked Midnight Society up at the comic shop, so I got to read that immediately so I can send them an order because they're already up on number three.
Which one is that?
It's called Midnight Society, The Black Lake. Something about the Loch Ness Monster
Sounds familiar.
and cryptozoologists. I got this book called Love Hurts by Kim W. Anderson. It looks interesting. I don't usually get a lot of trades, but I don't even remember this being a comic book. So this is by
Sounds familiar.
a
Why does it
Swedish
sound familiar?
it's the winner of a Swedish Comics Academy highest honor, The Complete Love Hurts. Horrifying tales of romance. This
There
sounds like it's right up my alley. Maybe it's like an anthology, I don't know,
did it
by the
come out
same writer.
already?
No, it's a collection.
Is this listed this month?
Yes, on page 64 of your previews.
Page 64 of my previews?
Yeah. I have my previews here because you put in the email. We're going to talk
Talk
previews.
previews. It's time for previews, kids. Everyone grab your previews. We're turning to page 64. Wait, is that what you said?
Yeah.
From Dark Horse.
Yes.
Oh,
Did
I
you
didn't see
order it?
this. No, I didn't even notice this one. The Complete Love Hurts. Oh, it's because it has a Frankenstein monster girl.
Naked. Yeah,
Naked, yeah.
see, you know what? You know how I think,
And a
right?
guy making out with an android.
Sold.
Oh, let me see if that's on my short list. Where's my list? Here we go. I don't think it is. I just completely missed this one.
There you go, add
I
it.
had to add it. Add it to my possible list.
Seems like I'm getting a lot of Dark Horse now, and I have to add the Tomorrows. Oh, the Zodiac Force is on page 48. I don't know if you're gonna get that. That looks kind of strange.
Zodiac Star
Star
Force.
Force, yeah.
I did not have it. It has a nice discount at DCBS.
It was like 65%
Yeah,
off.
65% off.
It's
It looks
almost
like.
like a way to, if I'm gonna try it, it's because of the discount.
It's tempting. It looks like. What page was that on?
It's 48.
Okay. It looks like that's kind of like a throwback, like an old school.
Gem, like Looks like a rock and roll thing to me. Like Jim and whatever.
Oh, that's this one. Yeah, this one looks more like a. Yeah, it's like a Sailor Moon or something.
Well, they said fans of Sailor Moon, Buffy, and Lumberjanes, and of the three things, I'm a fan of Lumberjanes, so. One third. It's from creator-owned Kevin Pineda of Bravest Warriors.
I used to like Bravest Warriors.
I
Don't know. This is a question mark. I don't know if it's too like kiddie for me. I thought this is a different book. There was another Zodiac like last month, I think. Zodiac something.
Yeah. DC, I don't like to cover because I get everything. So it's just like, why even look at the solicits? Just click order everything.
The
I
one
don't
thing I do
even read
have
the solicits.
on my possible list is the Sinestro number 14 bombshell cover.
That is a cool. That's like a Zoot Suit
And
Sinestro. Zoot Suit Riot.
that's solely for the cover. I'm like, dang.
That is an awesome cover. I ordered the whole bombshell cover set. I'm sold. There's a lot of Mad Magazine stuff that's interesting.
Oh yeah,
If you're into
those
that.
three books that are coming out.
Yeah. I would if people that are into trades, I would recommend Suicide Squad Volume 1 by Jon Ostrander. It's a good shit, man. Yep. Mad Max Fury Road, Mad Max number 2, highly recommended. It's written by the guy who did the film, George Miller, so
Oh, is it?
well, it's plotted by the guy who did the film, George Miller, and then written
Okay.
by two other guys.
Right.
Order it now because it'll be sold out and you'll have to fight for a second print.
It's still weird that they
IDW.
solicited the trade already. Weird.
Did you decide to get Drive, which is based on the film, I think, right?
Drive. Let me check my file. I might get it just because of the art.
I don't think I put that on there.
Because what's his name? Fuso. Yeah, Antonio Fuso art. Fuso art. I don't know. I'm not really that into book adaptations, though.
I ordered Sherlock Holmes because I like Sherlock Holmes. And Boy Dash One because it said, in the tradition of Why the Last Man and Blade Runner sold me. I like those things a lot. Plus, it's the cover artist for Wild Blue. I mean, the cover by Zach Howard, which did Wild Blue Yonder, which I liked.
Okay, but he's not doing the art in it, right?
No.
Oh, you want to read the name of the
But
artist?
I see the interiors and there's three pages of samples and it looks good.
Yeah. You want to? Can you read the name of the artist for me?
Which one?
Of Boy One.
Anamakai Nopopan Nahalapan. Amake Napalapan.
You. I wasn't sure how to pronounce it.
You're welcome. I tried String Divers because it's got Chris Ryle. I like him. He's like
Yeah, that's
really
something about like
honest.
miniature people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably try that one out.
Don't know if there were any more number ones in this thing.
IDW, I'm not sure.
Airwolf Volume 1, if you want to go back to the TV classic. They've been doing some weird stuff with like the TV properties. Like Miami Vice, I think
Yeah, they had
launched on trade first and then went out in singles. It's the
they had
opposite.
Knight Rider. I think they had a Knight Rider trade.
Yeah.
And they had a Saved by the Bell trade.
And we talked about Image. It's so damn confusing. I don't know if I ordered Dark Corridor or not, but I did order Phonogram.
I'm getting Dark Corridor. I'm not. Oh, I'm getting Dark Corridor because I'm a fan of the creator. I don't know about Phonogram though. I didn't read. Did you read the original ones?
No,
The
I'm
first
trying it for
series.
the first time.
Yeah, for the very first time.
I'm like a virgin, touched for the very first time. I am ordering The Beauty. It's Jeremy Hahn. And,
That's an awesome concept.
well, yeah, STDs that
They
make
make
you
you beautiful.
beautiful and then kill you.
Yep.
We talked with Jeremy Hahn on DC Noise about this, so I'm
Ah.
definitely getting that. It was one of those Top Cow winners that took forever to come out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And
So with
it's not even coming out as a Top Cow book, but it won
that
the.
is
Do
weird.
you remember that? Where
Yeah,
Top Cow put out
the
the number ones?
contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was an issue of this already out somewhere. I wonder if I have it.
Yeah.
Time to go to the files.
This
Let's see.
file system, man, it drives me nuts.
What was it called? Beauty?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's just look up the
You know they have
bees.
databases for this shit. You don't have to go to your notepad and do a search.
So what now?
They have databases for this shit.
I don't. It's not showing up.
Better order it. This is such a confusing section.
It's terrible.
It's an we're like the old farts that like this get off of my lawn. This is awful.
I'm getting 8 house Keem number 3.
Eight house.
I'm getting all the 8 house stuff. That's Brandon Graham's new stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm not a fan.
But I'm a big fan of the artist. Zerzo Panalata. I've always liked his stuff. So I'm excited about that. Another issue of Dream Police. Maybe that'll finish someday.
Are you buying that?
In trade, which I don't think is. Maybe it came out? I don't remember. That's a beauty. Beauty. There's a search. Pilot season. The beauty. I don't know what else I'm getting from Image. There must be some stuff. Getting a couple trades. And then the usual stuff I get.
I'm in the Action Lab section and I noticed there's a book called Bong Genie, Itty Bitty Bunnies in Rainbow Pixie Land, but it's got a Zombie Tramp cover and I'm a Zombie Tramp
You're a
fan,
tramp,
so.
zombie tramp. I might get going back to Image for a second. They're offering Witchblade Redemption Volume 1 through 4 for like $20.
I like Witchblade. I'm not caught up, but I enjoy it.
I might pick that up just because it's,
So cheap.
yeah, and it's Stapan Saik's art.
Yeah.
So I might get that just and I'll probably get the Tithe trade. Okay, what are you in?
I'm in
Oh, Action
Action
Lab.
Lab.
What'd you say, Bong Hunter?
No, it's Itty Bitty Bunnies in Rainbow Pixie Land, Bong Genie. I am getting it because it's got a Zombie Tramp cover. So
Where is
I'm
it?
going to
Oh,
get the
Bong.
variant.
It does. Oh, there it is, the variant.
I'm getting that Grave Digger, Puppet Master. I'm getting quite a bit of Action Lab, but it's all in the danger zone.
I don't know if did I have any. I might get that Archon number one.
Las Vegas, 1981. That sounds interesting.
It's like a D&D type thing.
Oh, that's why I changed it. I read the first part about the hotel casino and said, yeah, it's interesting. And then it goes into orcs, elves, and dragons. And I'm like,
No, you're
oh,
out.
none of that nasty stuff for me. I don't want to roll a six. That's a way to get me out of buying a book. Throwing
Yeah,
Dungeons
it
and
looks like
Dragons.
it's a fantasy themed hotel where they find out that the stuff's real.
I don't know. I might try it. It sounds like a casino. So I like the premise. It might win me over. Who knows? Sounds like a, I mean, well, I guess it sounds like it could be a Danger Zone title, but I guess it's cleaner with the pretty kids and the dragons. Well, I'm getting Arrow Girl, The Adventures of Arrow Girl.
Which is our girl.
Yeah, I bought a Kickstarter a long time ago, and I enjoyed it, and now
Okay.
it's coming out in comic format, so I'm buying that book. In the back half of previews, I decided to jump in on everything from American Gothic Press. I think that's sold out at the distributor level, the gun suits.
I did it. Yeah, I'll get all the number ones from them. And then the page earlier on 248, Alternative Comics, I'm going to get that Fedor number one or one shot because it's about freaks. Jojo the Dog Boy and his on again, off again, globe-trotting forbidden romance with the tattooed girl. I like the freaks, so.
It sounds interesting. I don't know though.
Yeah, I don't know much about it beyond
Eight
this.
$8 for 40 pages.
Yeah,
Oof.
it's a little rough. That is rough. Yeah, American Gothic Press. I'll get all the number one, but there's no number ones. There's some badass covers though.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty cool. And Archie, we finally get number two. Archie's weird, man. They have like their black dark circle stuff, and only the shield is coming out this month. They're having some weird trouble. But now we have second prints, and they're solicited. How about that?
Look at that.
That's the
Archie
way I
knows how
like
to
to
do
see
it.
it.
Yeah, all the Dark Circle stuff, a lot of it got resolicited. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Who knows? Aspen, I only get Journey. That's it. I'm getting both volumes of the War Stories.
New
That's
Journey.
an Avatar.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any of those.
I'm enjoying them, and I want to get the trades too. I
Wow.
think I buy everything from Avatar, so it's just like, I just have to pick. The thing that pisses me off, though, Bill, is those Art Deco went up in price. They used to be $3.99. I could choose them, and now they're like $9.99. Did you
Oh,
notice that?
no, I didn't. Why'd they do that? Just because they're
I don't
popular?
know. I don't know. I like the $3.99 Art Deco. I actually switched from the torture cover to Art Deco, and
But they
now
want to pay three times the
I
price.
don't want to pay three times the price for a cover, even though they look awesome.
They're awesome. That's shitty move on their part.
Yeah. On the Cross 100, are you buying that?
In trade.
Look at that cover, the horrific cover. That looks so retro. Like an EC
Oh
cover.
wow, yeah,
Just
that is an
dug
easy
it.
cover. Yeah.
Yeah, see all these Cross Badlands charging a lot for the Art Deco.
Yeah, that's weird. When did they start doing that? This month or last month?
Last month. So if you have two of them, do you buy Cross and singles?
No, I
Okay, I
trade.
thought you got a couple of the Art Decos, or you said you liked them
No, I
anyway.
just liked them. Yeah, I don't think I ended up ordering them.
I get all the Black Masks. This is the first month they're starting to wind down. They only have two series going on. Boom, I'm gonna get Welcome Back. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, that's about the girls who keep coming back, being
Yeah,
reincarnated, and then
yeah, yeah, yeah.
one of them starts to, well, they start to realize it, and
That sounds really good. I'm gonna get the John Flood too. And
yeah, that
America Town.
I'm kind of hit and miss on Justin Jordan, but I'll give it a chance.
I am too. I missed on the other one. I skipped it, and this one I'm jumping back on, and I'm gonna see if I like it.
Give him a chance. There's some creators that, yeah, it's like I don't know. I keep giving them chances. I'm pretty good about giving people chances before they lose me
But
forever.
Justin Jordan is kind of the kind of guy is like, I'll read something and I like it, and then I'll read something else and I don't. So it's the flip of the coin for me with him.
Yeah, you don't know if it's going to be one that you
It's
like or not.
yeah, it's like I like half of his stuff and the other half. Then I kind of skip around. I'm not getting anything until.
I'll probably get that America Town number one.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that.
Just kind of, it's a post-financial crisis where America is no longer, and there's Americans spread out over the world trying to. Bring back the United States.
Yeah. Make sure you order on page 302 the shadow. If you don't order that, I'm going to kick you in the balls.
But first, on page 286, Clive Barker's Next Testament, Volume 3, the final volume. I'm looking forward to that. I still have to read the second volume, but I'm still looking forward to it. And I possibly, did you read that RoboCop series?
Yeah, I liked it. I'm not done yet,
I'm not
but
sure if I.
I've read number volume one for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I got it, but I don't know why, because it's Carlos Magno art, which I love him. So I may have to get that trade. What were you saying? What page?
Page 302, I said you better order this or I'll kick you in the balls.
Page 302. Let me see if it's in my order. Let me go to the
If you don't order, you know why you should order it? Because it's free. If you
database.
look at the DCBS co cost, it's zero. If you don't order that, you're an idiot.
Zero?
Yeah, for the price of zero.
Don't know. That's a little steep.
Yeah,
I don't know. I actually I would get it anyway because
like the shadow?
I like the shadow.
Cullen Bunn's
It's
good.
Cullen Bunn, yeah. A cool cover too. I didn't notice that it was free though. Free?
It's free.
I'm gonna order 100 copies.
I don't think they're gonna let you do that. I'm gonna order 100 and sell them on eBay.
That's right. I'll take 10,000 copies.
That'll be funny. I don't know how do you address that. Best-selling comic ever. How much did you pay for it? I paid nothing.
Nothing. You should see the giant box outside my house.
And then you got Red Sonja Conan by
Yeah.
Gerstler, and I like Gerstler. He's
Did you
good.
notice though, like the Alex Ross cover is like allocations may occur.
I did not see that.
And I
What
think it
is?
costs more for the Alex Ross cover.
No, it's standard A cover. It's A main.
I
What do
know,
you
I mean
see
through DC,
allocate?
I think the DCBS price is like their discount is less on the
Where do you
Alex Ross
see alloc
cover.
where do you see allocations will occur?
I don't know. The website maybe.
Oh. I ordered all the covers.
There you go.
I'm a sucker for Red Sonja, so.
No, it says it in the spreadsheet too. Yeah, the discount for that cover is 15%. The other covers is 35%.
That's ridiculous.
It is a nice cover, though.
But it's cover A.
I
That
know.
means it's your
It's
main
weird.
cover. Your allocations usually should happen on like cover C. That's weird.
It's a damn nice cover, though.
Yes. Sword of Sorrows bundles. So those are all 50% off.
For what? Oh, the Sword of Sorrows stuff.
Yeah, you got a bunch of trades. I'm still getting. I get most of this stuff.
I'll get the Sherlock Holmes versus Harry Houdini trade. I like that one.
They actually have a small listing this month. There's a lot of trades and not a lot of issues. It's unusual for them. Then we get into your section of Fantagraphics. There's got to be all kinds of shit here you're going to order.
I don't really get too much stuff from Fantagraphics. I don't know if there's anything I'm getting. Oh, Hip Hip, Hip Hap. Hip Hap, Family Tree, Book 3. I'll be getting that. Possibly get Chicago. I don't really know anything about it, but it's called Chicago, so.
I don't usually order anything from Fantagraphics. I am going to finish this Pussycat series, even though it's not very good.
That's shocking, Mike. Shocking.
Number zero was worse than the first one. It confused me so
I know.
much.
That's funny because you specifically got it to make number one make more sense, right?
And it confused me even more. Yeah, I don't even know if they were the same characters. I was so lost.
Has number two come out yet?
No. But it is soon, I'm sure. I'm not getting any of the graphic. Ooh, turn to page 340 for your Jack Kirby fans. Cover art is by Jack Kirby. I'm ordering both covers. I don't normally get heavy metal, but I'm getting it now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, 'cause they're printing the pages from that what's it called? The stuff from that movie, Argo, right?
Yeah.
The comic that he made to get the whatever prisoners out or whatever. Yeah, the artwork used by the CEA for Operation Argo, which helped free the embassy workers. I'm trying to decide. I think I'll get cover B because it looks like it's like a fold-out cover or like a.
Well, cover B looks way better. It's got like a cosmic cube and all kinds of. It's got like a war whale. It looks awesome.
And I've seen some of the art from the Argo com whatever. What was it actually called? The comic. Was there a name for it? Oh, Lord of the Light. I've seen some of it online and it looked badass, so.
And I'm getting Mechanism because it's that Raphael and Nico.
Okay, yeah, you're.
But there's another Sanitarium book coming out from Guardian Knight Comics.
Yeah, I think it's is it the same book?
No, because the other one was Devil something or another, Diablo Publishing.
And I know that, but is it the same?
I don't think so.
Because it sounds familiar. Because it says,
Unless it
young
was
boy
Doc.
struggling to survive his abusive father and a nightmarish entity that appears to be stalking him.
That sounds exactly like the
Wasn't
same story.
the first issue?
Yeah.
I think they're just reprinting it because the first one they brought out 2 issues and then it d died.
I hate when they don't tell you it's redone. You don't know what to do.
But I read it because I was excited by it, but then I was like, wait a second. I remember this story. That was that kid with the monster in his closet.
We have Jet City Comics, which is an Amazon-backed publisher, with King Number One by Joshua Hale Falakov. I'm going to get that
I
with
get that.
Bernard
No.
Chang.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the other one just because it's Matt Sturgis.
Yeah, I'm getting the
We
Matt
split on
Sturgis
that.
one too. Mirror World.
Yeah.
Yeah, those both look good. I'll get both of those. Then I don't know where my next one is.
Oni Press, Stringers.
Martin Guggenheim. I'm not sure if I'm going to get that one. What's it even about? Paul and Nick are guys who shoot the news. But when a firefight between blah 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 goes wrong, they find themselves on the run. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That'll come down to price. Hellbreak Volume 1 trade.
I like Hellbreak, but I get the singles. Huh. I guess the next stuff isn't until Titan. I get a lot of the Titan series. I've never gotten one of their hardcovers or collections, but I like their series.
I don't know what I have from them that I'm getting this month.
Death Sentence.
What do they have from Death about Death Sentence? Oh, the
Don't you
new
like
series.
that? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember how I get that.
Your system's all fucked up. I gotta give you a class in how to order comics.
Just order the number twos.
I'm gonna get all the Valiants, so I'm done there. And on the Xenoscope world, I'm gonna try that Van Helsing versus Dracula and Death.
For which one?
Xenoscope.
Let me turn to Xenoscope. That's always the last thing. Where is it? I turned past it. Okay, which one are you getting? Oh, Dracula versus Hulk.
Yeah.
Van Helsing. What was the other thing you said? Death?
Death, yeah. That book on the other side of it.
Do you see they're bringing out an all ages book?
Yeah, I did.
On page
I
417.
didn't the you know the speaking of all ages, I would be curious once you read Bizarro and Batmite if you'd let your kids read those. 'Cause
I
there are
might.
kind of they're kind of like all ages. At least I feel they were.
Seems like Batmite might be something they would enjoy. Me see if there's anything else that. What else am I getting? Think that was the main stuff.
Yep. I'm still getting those d damn bundles from Marvel too, and I haven't even read hardly any of them. I've only read Secret Wars 1 and 2 and Number 0 and A-Force.
Okay, I have A-Force number one, but I didn't read it yet.
Any other books you want to talk about?
Actually, I should talk about some of the books I got from Cake.
Did you read them?
I did read some of them. I got a couple of books from M.R. Trowler, who is this dude at the show, who goes by the name Ink Maggot. Online. REM Part One is kind of like a sci-fi. It was like a sci-fi type book
What is
about
the
this.
title? REM?
REM, REM.
Okay, like rapid eye movement.
Yeah. I like the art a lot. It was like this sci-fi story of this world where people are given certain roles and based on like a mark that's on them, and this one kid doesn't have a mark, so he goes on the run, and he kind of discovers this other world of these people who are kind of outside of the society, living outside of the society, and they make him put on this suit, which kind of transports him to this weird place. And that's kind of where the book ends off. That was good. Then there was another book by the same person, Sit and Think About What You've Done. This is an interesting one. This is about, so the creator M.R. Trowler is transgender. So he started out as a woman, and this is about his top surgery, which is breast removal surgery. So it's like an autobiographical comic. And it was really interesting because obviously it's something I don't know a lot about, and in terms of both the procedure and in terms of the mindset and what someone would go through going through this surgery. So it was really interesting to read. And I like reading stuff like this because, I mean, it's pretty gutsy to put something like this out there about yourself. So, like, to be that revealing about something so personal. So kudos to M.R. Trower for bringing that out. Next thing I read, Godhead number one from Caitlin Skarud. Skarud. Skarud, I don't know. Which one was this? Oh, this was a good one, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's a number two out yet. And this came out in like 2013. But I did notice that she's bringing out a graphic novel through some publisher soon. I think it'll be in previews the next couple of months, so I'll have to look out for that one. Because I really enjoyed this. This is about, so it starts out two girls are drinking in the forest on one of the mother's property. It's like in this cornfield, and then this cop comes out, and they don't want to get busted, so they're on the run. And one of the girls puts her hand down on this like face that's sticking out of the ground. She doesn't know it because it's dark. And she's like, "Don't let them find us! Don't let them find us!" And then suddenly, the cop who's chasing them like disappears, like in a flash of light. And she's like, "What the heck?" And then the head comes back later, but I can't remember. And then it kind of follows like this girl through her normal everyday life, her friend. And then it turns out that the one girl who put her hand on this face in the ground went back and took the body and like has it in her basement now, or the face in her basement. And that's kind of where it leaves off. But it was really good, and the art was really well done as well. So I hope that she actually finishes that or does more, because it
That's
was
the
quite
risk you
enjoyable.
take with those people. You
Yeah,
just
you never know.
never know if they'll ever get to that next issue. They're all doing it on their own time.
And then I read one called Still by Cat Tuesday. And I really like this one too. This was about, it's about this guy who, I can't remember what his job is. I think he's a reporter. And he's fed up with work and everything and needs to go on vacation. So he takes a vacation out to I can't remember where he goes, some small town on the sea. So he just goes out there. He likes to draw, so he goes out there to draw and to write. And he's sitting down like on the rocks by the water, and this girl comes to him and says, "Hey, you're in my spot." And he's like, "Oh, sorry." But she's like, "I'm just kidding." And then they start talking, and there's something a little bit off about her, but he's not sure what. And then this other girl comes and says, "Oh, there you are. I was looking for you." She's the girl's sister. So he gets invited back to their place for like tea, I think. Oh, I think they were drinking Red Bush tea, so that was exciting for me because I love that stuff. And you find out that the girl who met the guy, something bad happened in her past, and she's kind of was never the same after that. So you kind of learn more about that. It was really good. I enjoyed it. So both of these, or all three of those creators, it's like if I had gone back to Cake a second day, I would have bought all the stuff off their tables because they were all, I enjoyed them all. So next year, if they're back, I'll get more stuff by them because they were all really good. Then the last one I'll talk about is Limbus. And I think it was, I'm not sure what number it is. Limbus number 4 by Andy Glass. And I think this was just self-published, but this was a series of kind of shorter, kind of twisted, a little bit twisted stories. The first one is about kind of like an Adam and Eve type thing called Lilith, where. Yeah, it's kind of ongoing through this. Like, there's like four parts to it that are interspersed in this comic, where the Lilith character fights with. Or it's, I guess I don't know. Is Lilith in the Bible in Genesis?
I think so. It's also a character they use a lot in fiction, like to be evil.
Okay, so
Like
this is.
Lilith has been in True Blood, and like she was one of those big vampires and stuff.
Okay. I don't know if there's any relation. But she gets into a fight with Adam and then she goes off and meets like a satyr, is how you say it?
Yeah, Satyr. It's
Think it's a yeah,
goat
go
creature.
boy. And then she sleeps with him and gets pregnant and then ends up having like half human, half satyr babies. So that was a good story. And then there's another one about, what was this one about? Oh, some dude at a party
It's
and
Adam's first wife.
okay.
Genesis.
There you go. And then she slept with a satyr. That was, I think that was in Genesis too.
Only when Lilith rebelled and abandoned Adam did God create Eve in the second account as a replacement. So she was his first wife.
So she's the true first woman in the creation myth, huh? Fascinating. That's where we got all the
That's
satyr babies from.
interesting though, because you see it, like I said, you see it in horror books and stuff
Right, so
as a
she's the.
creature of the night. In Lilith in Hebrew means night creatures, night monster, night hag, or screech owl.
So she's the prototype for the first horrible ex-wife.
Don't know what she did wrong though. I'm trying to figure out.
Let me see what she did in this. Oh, in this, it's because she wanted to be equal. I don't know what it was in
Yeah,
the.
the Bible wants to push women down. That's the
Yeah,
thing. So, yeah.
I think she wanted to be equal to Adam, but obviously she's not
Like,
since she's a
fuck
woman.
that. Yeah, fuck that. You can't be equal to a man.
That's impossible.
Yeah. That's what the Bible says.
That's right. Just wants to do what the Bible says. Must kill people who do you evil.
This actually has me interesting, like something I'd like to read the backstory of.
So Limbus number 4, it's good. And I talked to the creator, and he said it's gonna be collected, or he's trying to shop it around. Because he wants to collect it, so hopefully a collection will come out. Because I did enjoy it, so.
Goes to show how much I know about the Bible. I didn't even know she was related to Adam. I didn't even know Adam had a first wife.
Man, you need to read your Bible.
But that's so hypocritical because the Bible tells you to stay with your same mate, and it's already showing you Lilith. I
That's
don't know.
right.
And it's saying, hey, women can't be equal.
Well, stay with them unless they want to be equal. If they want to be equal, then
Then you get
fuck
rid
them.
of them.
Yeah, fuck them.
You could get divorced according to the Bible. If your wife tries to be your equal, you get divorced right away. That's your Lilith. Get the hell out of
Get
there.
out of here, Lilith.
They should obey you. They should kiss your feet.
and
Or
you
else
say,
call him Lilith. Go like, Lilith, Lilith, Lilith.
"Get out of here, Lilith."
Get out of here, Lilith. You know what happened? You know what the Bible says is I should divorce you right now.
And if they cheat on you, I believe you're supposed to stone them.
Oh, if you cheat on them, stone them.
Yeah, stone them.
Just go get your river rock out in your backyard and stone them.
Pretty sure that's in there. And make sure you have lots of slaves.
Yeah, lots of them.
Because that well, that way they can do the dirt, the hard stuff.
You could have many wives too. That's okay.
Yes. Well, because they're lesser, so.
Yeah, they're lesser species, and you could just breed them. It's like
Yeah,
Mad
they're
Max. Just
breeders.
milk them. Milk them.
Yeah, mother's milk. You need mother's
Mother's
milk.
milk.
And you're looking for, and you keep trying until you get the perfect son.
That's right.
Your heir.
So you could sacrifice them. Oh, we're being bad. We never get any mail. We're gonna get a lot of hate mail on this episode. It's the most controversial episode of Geek Brunch ever.
We're just telling it like it is, man. Telling it like it is.
Hey, woman, make me some breakfast. Barb, make me some breakfast. The Bible says you should make me some breakfast.
Don't be a Lilith, Barb.
Don't be a Lilith, Bill says. Don't be a Lilith. Cause a divorce. You're not my equal. I'm sorry. I'll go find another woman who will bite into the apple of Satan. She'll be my second wife. What would that have to do with anything? You're supposed to do what the man says. If I say I want to retire, you go to work, then you go to work. See, the Bible
I want
says.
to stay home and read comic books.
If I say you should buy me comic books, then you should buy me comic books. The Bible says it. Or else you're my Lilith.
Don't be a Lilith, Barb.
We're gonna get so much hate mail on this thing. I already know the few people that are gonna come down on us like the wrath of God. All right. What else do we got?
Think that's all the comics I read. Oh, I did read Savior number one from
Okay.
Image by Todd McFarlane and Brian Holguin with
I don't
art
have
by Clayton
covers for any
Crane.
of these images, so if you want me to put them in the show notes, just send me some pictures.
Okay. And Savior starts out with this.
Also biblical. We're getting into the Bible here.
Is it biblical?
Well, it's supposed to be like the second coming of Christ, isn't it?
I don't know.
You just read it. What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, it didn't. So it's about, yeah, I mean, I guess it's similar in that it starts out with this guy who can heal people with his touch or something like that, or has some kind of superpowers. And then it jumps back to how it started. Like there was a plane crash, and I think he was he a survivor of the plane crash? He was either a survivor or he helped the people like survive the crash. I don't remember, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good, so it was enjoyable, remarkably.
You there?
I'm there.
You got quiet.
I finished talking. Come on, Mike. Don't be a Lilith.
Be a Lilith. You could divorce me from Geek
That's
Brunch.
right. They'll say, why did your podcast end? I said, Mike's a Lilith.
Didn't obey me?
Mike is a Lilith. Think that's all I got in terms of the comic books.
Barb, go buy me a bag of Cheetos.
Oh, Cheetos. And I would like a bag of Doritos.
I gotta start studying the Bible more. What was that?
Doritos. I'm requesting a bag of Doritos.
He says Doritos. He wants Doritos. Well, that you have to go ask Melanie for that. What kind of Doritos? There's like thousands of kinds of Doritos.
Just regular.
Just regular. He's like,
I'm purist.
he's a purist, but he's not. He's like the most pretentious purist I know.
I'm the pretentious purist. You know what that means.
Well, you should have said something snobby like I want the green chili dipped
Oh
ranch
yeah, I want the I want
Doritos
the
cilantro.
cilantro. Yeah, Chipotle. Cilantro Chipotle
I'm gonna title this episode Lilith.
Doritos.
Barf is my
Barb's a
Lilith.
little bit.
That was interesting. I'm going to go read about this a little bit because he just left her and then he goes and goes with the snake woman.
He's tempted.
Yeah.
He wanted
Eat the
the
apple.
Eve was a little easy, I hear, so
She obeyed him
yeah.
until they went and ate the bad fruit. I
Then
saw
he's
something
like,
fall.
then he wanted Lilith back. No, Lilith, come back to me. I was wrong. Lilith was like, screw you, I'm with the satyr now.
That's funny because we just for Retrocast, we're going through Buck Rogers, you know?
Oh yeah, that's right. You talked about
And
the
the last episode was the
satyr episode.
Seder.
Wow, full circle again.
Yeah, full circle again. We're in an infinite loop, and that's why we reuse our scripts over and over again. And our 12 listeners come back to hear it over and over again.
They're hooked. You keep giving them
Yes.
the same thing over and over again. They can't quit it.
That's right. And we're going to be at Heroes.
We'll be at Heroes.
Yeah, Bill will be signing
You come to our
his
table.
cassette tapes and his 8-tracks about how to be a good parent.
Yep, look for the flyer. The banner.
He will also be giving a speech on how to put your list together when you're preparing your order, which is going to be a great panel.
Yeah, I got I have a panel on how to cross-index, like
Cross index
cross-index
five
your files
sheets. It
systems.
only takes you like 2 hours to find what you're looking for.
That's
But
right.
the good side of this is nobody can hack into your system.
Very secure.
It's very
Very secure.
secure. It's even secure for you. Yeah.
That way, when your DCBX box shows up, you're really surprised. You
Because you
have no
can't
clue.
figure it out.
Yet you can't figure out what you ordered.
Yeah.
You just wanted to.
That panel's gonna be awesome. I'll be there. I know I'm going to that. I'm gonna drag Daryl to it too.
All right, two
And then
people.
you know what's awesome about this panel is Bill is gonna be providing half a donut if you come to the panel. As you
That's right.
enter in, you get half a
Everyone gets
donut.
half a donut. That is true.
Everybody that comes will get half a donut, and Daryl's gonna be there. He's just gonna get angry. I'm just gonna love that. I'm gonna force him into this panel, and I'm gonna say, "You eat your
First half
half
a donut.
donut, and you be happy."
Sit down and eat your half a donut. And be happy. We're going to learn about cross-referencing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to Heroes.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. It's gonna be weird without Micah because he was the homeboy there.
I know. Although
Yeah.
last year he barely went to Heroes anyway.
It was the last day, but at least we got to eat lunch before a dinner beforehand with them.
That was
We
nice.
always go to that cafe. We gotta go there again. Maybe Thursday. Are you arriving Thursday night too?
Yes.
We just gotta figure a way to get there. Oh, we'll take
Well, we
a.
got the shuttle
Oh, we got the shuttle thing. That's right. That's what we did last time. Ah, oh, that's nice.
Which shuttle?
Remember that shuttle we took?
Nope.
Oh, did you go with us last time? to what is that place called? The Dish.
Oh, to the shuttle to the restaurant.
Yeah, to the restaurant.
Did we do a shuttle?
Yeah.
I thought Micah drove us.
No, that was the year before Micah drove us.
Oh yeah, the shuttle. I remember that
Yeah,
shuttle. Son of a bitch. Yeah, the shuttle's
we
fantastic.
had a shuttle. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the shuttle.
Are you going to be charging for autographs this year, or are you going to go free?
I haven't decided yet. I might just put a tip jar out.
A tip jar
Yeah.
for the for who? Just for yourself?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. Tip jar. I wonder if you'll get any.
Are we sharing a cab from the airport?
Are we sharing a cab from the airport, Bill?
I believe so. I think I get in at the same time as you guys.
Well, I'm sure that now that you have a smartphone, we could at least communicate a little bit better.
That's true. I will definitely be using my phone.
I don't have to put out my little my little SOSs and
Last, I my old phone could do texting.
what do you call that stuff where they used to do on the
Morse
Morse
code.
code? Yeah, that's what I how I communicate with Bill at cons. And then he has to go to his sheet to translate it. His
Right, I've got to
spreadsheet.
look it up. Oh, Mike wants to go to lunch.
Meet at the shuttle.
Deet, deet, deet.
Deet, 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 deet.
Yes, Heroes. Wonderful convention.
Heroes and Baltimore are awesome. Those are two great cons. They're very similar, just in different places. If you like Heroes, you'll like Baltimore. If you like Baltimore, you'll like Heroes. Are you going to pay to see Stan Lee? Barb said.
I am not.
He said no. He is, in his mind, he is his own Stan Lee.
The question is Stan Lee gonna come to my table and
Kind of like the
tip
Geek
me
Crunch
for my
scripts,
autograph?
as I have to do all the work. His scripts are like he writes it on a notepad. Okay, we're going to talk about Lilith. And then I have to create all this stuff around it.
It's six lines each script,
Yeah.
just
It's a
outline.
little note outline. And I get it in mail. You don't even email it, I get it postage stamped. That's why we have them every 2 weeks, because the mail's slow.
I said it registered mail, so I know you got it.
Registered. Yeah, that
You
sucks.
have to
I
sign
have to
for
go get a little piece of paper, and I have to leave work to go get it at the
it.
post office and sign for the damn thing. It sucks. All right, well, that wraps us up, and we will be at Heroes, so come say hi if you know who we are. If you don't.
Yeah, just ask around.
Ask around, say, where's those Geek Brunch dudes?
Yeah. Hey, are you from Geek Brunch? No. Hey, are you from Geek Brunch?
It's like asking for a second edition of a comic book, second printing. You just keep
You keep
asking.
asking.
There you go.
I'm looking up what episode number we're on.
You're so professional.
226.
226.
226.
And you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com on Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. At DBM00 is Bill, at Mike Myers Brunch, and at do underscore what. You should tweet him just to see what he's doing. I don't think he'll answer you. Let us know if he tweets you back.
Yes, please do. I think I did tweeted him before and he never responded.
He does talk to Barb.
Well, it's because I think now he only talks to women.
Lilith.
Lilith.
You're only allowed to talk to Lilith.
Yes, he's having the time of his life, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'll put that in the song. Time of my life. All right,
I need
and
to start sending you some music for shows.
God help us, I would be scared.
I'm gonna send you one.
Send me one song.
Where should I put it?
I don't know. Just tell me who it is and I'll find it. You just tell me who it is, and if it's on YouTube, I can find it.
Okay. I will do it.
Yippers. And Mike, Micah, and Bill at comicbooknoise.com, we get like all kinds of email. We don't always get to them, but the thousands of emails we get, it's rough.
It is rough. We got to prioritize.
We haven't been able to hire anybody to read our emails to us, so we're going to kickstart it. We're going to pay somebody to read the emails that we receive because there's so
Awesome.
many of them. We're
Sorry.
only shooting for a $50,000 Kickstarter, so we can hire this person. All right. Well, bye bye. We'll see you Thursday.
Yes.
Around the
See
corner.
you soon.
Bye bye,
Bye.
Lilith.
Don't wait down the holiday road.